بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue the benefits of taqwa from the noble Quran as written and collected by our Shaykh رحمه الله. We have reached the 21 or the 21st benefit, and that is at-taqwa. Taqwa is a cause of admonition and knowledge. It's a cause of knowledge and also of admonition by the Quran. This is stated by Allah in Surah Al-Imran in chapter 3, verse 138. قال الله تعالى هذا, meaning this Quran, هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة وموعظة للمتقين. This Quran is a plain statement for mankind, a guidance and instruction to those who are muttaqin, those who have taqwa, those who possess taqwa. The next benefit, 22nd, together with patience and perseverance, at-taqwa is from the great matters which one must hold to, because it is evidence for determination and resolve, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Imran 3:186. قال الله تعالى وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. But if you persevere patiently and have taqwa, then verily that will be a determining factor on all affairs, and that is from the great matters which you must hold on with all your efforts. The 23rd benefit, those qualified with taqwa shall have gardens underneath which rivers flow. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran 3:198. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. 3:198. But those who have taqwa are gardens, for those who have taqwa are gardens under which rivers flow. Therein are they to dwell forever. The next point of benefit, that the hereafter for those who have taqwa is better than this worldly life. قال الله تعالى in Surah النساء 4:77. والآخرة خير لمن اتقى. The hereafter is far better for him who has taqwa of Allah. The next benefit, it is from the causes of maghfira, forgiveness and mercy. قال الله تعالى in Surah النساء 1:29. وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And if you do justice and do all that's right and have taqwa of Allah by keeping away from all that is wrong, then Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. Is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. The next benefit, it is a means of acceptance of deeds. قال الله تعالى in سورة المائدة verse 27 قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Verily Allah accepts only from those who are muttaqeen. The last part. Verily Allah accepts only from those who are al-muttaqeen. It is from the means of success. Next benefit. Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 35. قال الله تعالى اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. Or you believe, do your duty to Allah and have taqwa of Him. Seek the means of approach to Him and strive hard in His cause as much as you can, so that you may be successful. So that you may be successful. Those having taqwa are the ones who benefit from the revealed, from the revelations and guidance and admonition. قال الله تعالى in سورة المائدة chapter 5:46 وآتيناه الإنجيل فيه هدى ونور ومصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. And we gave him, meaning Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam, the Injil, in which was guidance and light, and confirmation of the Torah that had come before it. A guidance and an admonition for al-muttaqeen, for al-muttaqeen. It is from the means of expiation of sins, and admittance to paradise. قال الله تعالى in سورة المائدة 5:65 ولو أن أهل الكتاب آمنوا واتقوا لكفرنا عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلناهم جنات النعيم. And if only the people of the book had believed, meaning the people of the book, meaning the Jews and the Christians, had believed, meaning in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a messenger from Allah, and warded off evil by the sin of ascribing partners to Allah, and had become muttaqeen, pious and righteous, we would indeed have blotted out their sins and admitted them to gardens of pleasure. At-taqwa is from the reasons for lifting sin. For what a person ate in the past, as in Al-Ma'idah 5:93. ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جناح فيما طعموا إذا ما اتقوا. Those who believe and do righteous good deeds, there is no sin on them for what they ate in the past, if they have taqwa. If they have taqwa. And it is from the signs on faith. It's from the signs on iman. قال الله تعالى in سورة المائدة 5:112 قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. عيسى, Jesus, peace be upon him, said, fear Allah if you are indeed believers. Have taqwa of Allah if you are indeed believers. And also, and we mentioned this earlier, the hereafter is better for the muttaqeen than this worldly life. قال الله تعالى in سورة الأنعام 6:32 وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون. And the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement, but far better is the house in the hereafter for those who have taqwa. Will you not then understand? Inshallah, we'll stop here. and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of taqwa. Walhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawala.